secondrunnings.me. So for my audio blog this week, I'm going to ramble on a bit about flying. So later this spring, I have a trip planned with my wife, and we're going to be flying to a destination, and it's coming up, I don't want to say soonish, but it's getting closer, and I'm someone who does not enjoy flying. But it's not for all the usual reasons. A lot of times when people say that they don't enjoy flying, a lot of times what they mean is that they don't like airports, they don't like the crowds of people, they don't like security checkpoints, they don't like delays, etc. For me, I enjoy airports. I really like going to an airport. I don't mind the security checkpoints. I love the hustle and bustle of people traveling from place to place and seeing all kinds of interesting people as they're moving between destinations. When I say I don't like flying, it's because I don't like being up in the air. 30,000 feet with a jet engine pushing me back against the back of my seat is incredibly mentally uncomfortable for me. And don't get me wrong, I've flown plenty of places. I've been to the East Coast multiple times, Georgia, Vegas. I even did a trip to China once that involved a 12.5-hour flight on a single jump. And so I know I can fly. I know that I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to jump out the bulkhead door or anything like that. It's just something that's just not comfortable for me. And maybe it's because I don't like the idea of not being in control, or I don't like the idea of the only thing between me and the ground is the bulkhead of a plane, which is suspended 30,000 feet in the air. You know, those are all very uncomfortable thoughts for me. But in general, I get through it. And interestingly, I really enjoy landing. When the captain turns the engines down and starts to kind of glide into the airport, that is actually one of my most favorite times of flying. That I actually really enjoy. Everything's kind of slowing down. The plane, you know, the pilots are slowing the plane down so that you're making a controlled descent, and all the buildings are slowly getting bigger and bigger, and you're seeing yourself approaching your destination and seeing familiar sights, and, you know, things are large enough that you can kind of really pick out what things are and all of that. I love landing, but I hate flying. But the thing I actually hate worse than flying is the anticipation of flying. And every now and then, when I know I have a trip coming up, I will occasionally have a night where I'll go to bed and I'll just happen to think about it, or I'll wake up in the morning and I'll happen to think about the flight that might be months away, but I know it's upcoming. And then the anticipation anxiety hits. And it's so uncomfortable. It's hard to explain, but it's similar to when you're expecting Christmas morning, or you're expecting a big event that's happening, except you're expecting it with dread. And it becomes one of those moments where you start contemplating in your mind, how do I get out of this? And it's not that I want to get out of it. Like I said, I love traveling. I love seeing places. The trip I'm taking later this year, it's going to be an incredible amount of fun. But our minds do some really interesting and weird things to us, and with anticipation anxiety, the difficulty is there's not really anything you can do about it. Because even if you were to suddenly change your plans, cancel everything, it doesn't just fade away right away. It sticks around a bit. And so today was one of those days where I had a bit of that this morning, and I remember just sitting at my desk at work, just thinking to myself, I wonder how many miles it would be to drive to my destination. Is that an option? How many days would it take? And all those kinds of thoughts like that going through my head. It did eventually pass, and this afternoon I'm fine, and the trip will go okay, and I'll get on the plane, and I'll arrive there, and I'm sure I'll arrive there safe, and I'll arrive home safe. It's, you know, despite, and maybe this is part of what triggered it off, despite, you know, incredible video of planes crashing that we saw in the news this morning, I know statistically that it's one of the most safest ways that we can actually cross countries and such. But I will, I'll make it through. And like I said, this afternoon everything's fine, but I just found it interesting that it's, as much as I dislike being in the air, I almost dislike thinking about being in the air more. And it's actually even more uncomfortable beforehand. So that was just kind of my random thought for the day. It's kind of what's going on in my head right now. I'm certainly might end up talking to my doctor about getting a little bit of a tranquilizer for the actual flight itself, just to kind of make that pass a little bit easier. But yeah, so that's my rambling thought for the day. Just driving home. It's a cold day in Minnesota again. Kind of hitting that part of winter where everybody is fighting off some kind of virus or flu or infection, and everybody you know is sick or has been sick or is recovering, and the days are starting to get a little bit longer, but not enough that you really notice it too much. Notice it more than, you know, Christmas, where when I'm recording it right now, it would have been completely pitch dark. And it's not. There's still a setting sun off in the horizon. But the winter cold starts to wear down on you a bit. And you actually start wishing for really super cold days, because the cold days, the really cold days, are when you have bright blazing sunshine. The warmer days in winter, you know, if you're around here, if it's going to be 30 degrees, it's probably going to be cloudy, at least in the middle of winter, in the January, February months. So today was one of those cold days, but the sun is shining, and so that kind of helps with things. So that's all I'll put down for today, and my creation for the day. Realized I passed my 1 month mark of making creations and didn't really have much of a fanfare on it, so little shout out to myself, hooray, made it over a month now. And we'll call this little audio diary here. Until next time.